Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to us here at Chosen Generation Radio. If you missed our first hour, and it's possible that you did, I really encourage you to listen to it this afternoon, download it on your podcast, however you listen, iTunes, TuneIn, however it is that you listen. We had a great, incredible first hour. I'm a Cold War veteran of the United States Air Force. I talked a bit about the Uniform Code of Military Justice and about the standard and about how veterans lay down their lives and they sign up for that. When we take that oath, when we sign those documents, it is clearly understood and we have given consent to understand that our lives have now been forfeit to those that we serve with and to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And then Jeff Gottesfeld was with us, 21 steps. The 21 steps that are taken to defend and protect the tomb of the unknown soldier. And Jeff's put together a child's book that you really should get, 21 Steps, Jeff Gottesfeld. So we talked about all that as we celebrate Veterans Day here on Chosen Generation Radio. And of course, welcoming to the program our constitutional attorney. And there are some constitutional things that are going on that we need to be paying attention to. I want to welcome David Shostokas to the program. David, welcome. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you so much, Greg. And happy Veterans Day to you and all the people that have, in fact, as you said, put their lives on the line or even knowing that, even committing to doing
that oath,
the detail in the in your first hour.
Thank you.
You know, it's one of my great personal regrets. It's a very strange situation, but you know, shortly after I graduated law school, I made a trip up to Great Lakes here in the Chicago neighborhood to see about enlisting and hopefully getting into a JAG program because I was now an attorney. And unfortunately, I was 35 years old, and they said, Dave, you just missed it. We're not good.
Well, there you go. But you've served our nation in many other respects and fought patriotically for rights and freedoms and life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And of course, you've become a scholar when it comes to our Constitution and helping people to understand the Constitution and what went into making it such an incredible document. Speaking of which, before we get into the Rittenhouse case, which I really want us to touch on that, and I know that you have a very deep passion to see states' attorney generals actually perform their duties, and we're watching one in Virginia. But you mentioned to me about Article 6 in our Constitution. Talk to me about what that means relative to Veterans Day.
There are multiple provisions in the Article 6, but the one of note for today is, as you spoke about oaths during the course of your first hour, Article 6 of the Constitution has a provision about oaths, and the people that it's required to take. The oath is something important because back when they when they wrote the Constitution, even though by that time the country had been in existence for about 11 years since 1776, now 1787. Mm-hmm. When somebody spoke of my country, when John Adams said my country, he was still talking about Massachusetts. When Jefferson was talking about my country, he was talking about Virginia. And there was something that they wanted to do in the course of the Constitution, and that was utilize the Constitution as the vehicle to create a single nation rather than this amalgamation of states. And Article 6 requires an oath to support and defend the Constitution of even state and local officials, police, firefighters, and members of the military. And the idea of requiring that oath to support the Constitution was to start to begin to create a unity and a sense of country that would go throughout the throughout then the 13 states. And it was to be a unifying act. But more importantly, as it turns out, you know, the Constitution and the oath that you speak of, while it says support, defend, protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, mm-hmm. The fact is you and our veterans, our first responders, the people that actually take such an oath and put their lives on the line based upon that, they're not doing that to so that the president can serve 4 years, or that the Supreme Court justices, you know, get life terms, or that the Senate can approve treaties. The Constitution itself is a sort of a mechanical document to fulfill the principles of the Declaration of Independence. You know, we've talked before about 55 words that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the thing that people who take an oath to support the Constitution, because the Constitution is the fulfillment of the Declaration of Independence, that's the kind of thing that people fight and die for, fight and protect.
Yes. Because it's something way bigger than themselves. That's the whole thing.
Right. Right. And it's to the extent that the Constitution is the execution of the inspiration of the Declaration of Independence that people, in fact, put their lives on the line for.
Sure.
It's interesting, but if you look at the Constitution itself, it's very, very important and critical, but it actually is meant to fulfill the promise of the Declaration of Independence. And I think when people talk about the oaths and the fellow and all the men and women that have since taken such an oath, these are the principles that they're protecting,
right?
And we need to honor that the commitment, because of course Memorial Day is for those that literally have given their lives, and Veterans Day today is for those that have offered to give their lives, whether they were called on to do so or not. It's important, the fact that they just made that commitment and offered. The Article 6 is an interesting thing, much more than people realize, because strangely enough, I've, as an attorney, I'm considered to be an officer of the court or a member of the judicial branch. Mm-hmm. I took oaths to the Constitution because of that. I was a Lamont Library trustee and member of the legislative branch. I took an oath to the Constitution for that. And as an assistant state's attorney, I was a member of the executive branch and took an oath to support the Constitution for that. There was eight times I've literally taken that oath. But in none of those situations, fortunately, was I putting myself in harm's way.
Right.
And so thank you for all those that have put themselves in harm's way and taken that oath.
Right.
I think people need to understand that even if that's not the words, even if the words are to support the Constitution, I think everybody understands in their heart what it is that they're actually defending. And I think it's worthwhile to take a minute to explain that. Yes, go ahead.
Well, and I was going to say, and it's a good crossover into the conversation about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial as an example, because this is about a young man who, you know, was using a right, and ultimately that right was, needed in order to defend his own life. But that is one of the Bill of Rights constitutional amendments for which veterans took an oath to defend. The very first thing, right? Life and liberty.
Absolutely. Life and liberty. That's the outgrowth. That's the execution. That's the fulfillment of the promise of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. Life and liberty. You're exactly right. That's where the right of self-defense grows out of, is the right to life. You know, yes. You have a right to your life, and if somebody chooses to interfere with that or threaten that, you have a right to defend your life or the lives of people around you. That's what ultimately you can trace the issues in the Rittenhouse matter back to the Declaration of Independence.
Sure. Let's get on to that for a couple of minutes here. And you've been following that. I watched briefly his very emotional testimony that he gave. Obviously, no one ever wants to have to take another life, even when their own life is hanging in the balance, especially when you're not, in service and, in what you would consider to be a wartime situation. And you could see the anguish that this young man felt and feels over the whole situation that he was thrust into.
Yes, you clearly could see that. I've watched a great deal of. I've always had it kind of on the background, running while I'm doing other kinds of work and things. And it's really an emotional trial in some respects, but in other respects, it is. We talk about prosecutors. Prosecutors have a duty to do justice, And as this trial has gone forward, it's quite clear that Mr. Rittenhouse had the authority and ability to defend himself. And it's really disappointing that the prosecutor has succumbed to political pressure to prosecute him, despite it being quite clear, and that the prosecutor did not stand up for justice and saying, "Well, we've reviewed this matter, we've seen the film, we saw the guy pointing the gun at his head when he killed him. We saw that Mr. Rosenbaum had, in fact, threatened to kill him twice before that, and that Rosenbaum was the chaser." It's just so sad that the prosecutor would succumb to the political pressure of the mob, if you will, mm-hmm. to charge Rittenhouse with these crimes. If they chose to charge him with a couple other things, maybe the curfew violations. There's things that he did that were inappropriate that evening, none of which were related to him defending his life. That's a sad, sad commentary that a prosecutor would, in fact, decide to go with the politically safe decision rather than the appropriately just decision when it came to prosecuting him and put this young man through what he's been put through. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe we'll benefit in the end, because I've seen a lot of people that, in fact, had jumped on the Kyle was a terrorist bandwagon a year and change ago.
Yeah.
Any number of them have actually been apologizing as the facts come out. So maybe it'll be a teaching moment that'll be beneficial to the nation as all. I can only hope so.
But we're going to take it.
But the prosecution made a horrible decision to charge him.
Well, we're going to take a break. Thank you for that. And of course, you are coming at us from someone who is been a prosecutor, so this is not this is something that you understand very, very well and understand the laws of. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio with David Justokas right after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his Son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio right here on Red State Talk Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is David Shostokas. Today, again, is Veterans Day, and we honor our veterans. Robert Vera will be with me at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk about the Ryan Jobs story. And he is the young man. A Warrior's Faith is the name of the book. And he is the young man that you might have seen in the movie American Sniper that lost his sight in the shooting that happened on the top of the building there. And he went on to do some amazing things before he died on an operating table in Arizona in an event that never should have happened. They mixed some gases when they put him under, and that's what killed him. And but he is honored in the book, A Warrior's Faith, and Robert will be with us to talk about that. David, we were talking in the break about the situation with Kyle Rittenhouse, and you started to kind of go into the
really what many might consider to be prosecutorial malfeasance on the part of the DA there in Kenosha that has brought this to trial, and the judge has been very, very unhappy as we have watched this with a lot of these things. You mentioned to me that he might be angling for a mistrial. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, certainly. The prosecutor's done a couple of things, one of which had to do with he started to reference the fact that Rittenhouse had not spoken to anybody about these events until his day in court. And it is black letter constitutional law that you cannot bring before the jury some sort of inference that there's a guilt because of somebody exercising their Fifth Amendment rights to remain silent. This was one of the things that the judge blew up at the prosecutor for when he started inquiring of Rittenhouse issues about who he talked to, who he didn't talk to, why he didn't. And those are all implications. There's an implication that there might be an inference of guilt in his choices regarding whether or not to discuss these facts with others or whether it's investigators otherwise. And of course, it has been black letter law for, the judge said, 40 or 50 years. Bless him, it's been since at least 1965. We're closing in on almost 60 years since Miranda versus Arizona, that you cannot give the inference that there's some sort of guilt because of a defendant choosing to exercise their Fifth Amendment rights. And this prosecutor was going in that direction, and that was among the issues that the judge blew up at him for. And but again, the judge mentioned to the prosecutor, he'd been a longtime trial attorney, very experienced, and you know what? It's something that you almost learn like the first day of law school. And if you're in the criminal justice system, it's something that gets pounded into you almost any time you do an actual trial. Those are admonitions that the court does with the attorneys before the trial begins. So it's not like something that was an accident by this prosecutor. There was another issue regarding the exclusion of certain kinds of evidence that the prosecutor was tiptoeing into, and again the judge blew up and says, you know, we told you not to go into that, but I might consider it, but you need to come to the court to see about the consideration. And that again would be black letter procedural. This conduct by the prosecutor was not an accident. He didn't just stumble into these areas. It would have to almost be a concerted decision to try and provoke a mistrial. And if in fact typically if things happen kind of accidentally that causes a mistrial, where evidence gets before a jury by accident or there's some juror misconduct or there's other reasons to declare a mistrial, typically the prosecution has the option of retrying the case. But now, when it's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right, with prejudice. I was going to ask is, why do you think the liberal media is still defending prosecution after all the evidence we've seen?
I can't speculate on idiocy.
There you might have something. Well, I was looking at, there's an Isaac Bailey that just published on NBC News, MSN, basically saying, oh, well, he never should have had the gun. He never should have been there. Da 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 da. Rather than, you don't see any condemnation. I mean, let's look at why Rittenhouse, and he wasn't the only one. There were a number of people that were there who had shown up because businesses were being destroyed and burned to the ground. And you don't see the liberal media saying anything about the rioters or about those that were committing the violence. And many of them weren't even from Kenosha or even anywhere near it. I mean, at least Rittenhouse was a neighbor who actually worked as a lifeguard in the community. He had a stake in Kenosha. This was like home for him.
I can't comment, you know. I mean, I can't get into those minds. But you know what? Looking at it from a legal standpoint, none of those matters have anything to do, whether his wisdom of showing up carrying a weapon, none of them have anything to do with whether or not his life was threatened and whether he was justified in protecting himself.
And that's the evidence, right, and the evidence would indicate clearly that that is the case. All right, we got to take a break. Back.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.